Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 5, 1887 to 1888. Butler, Basel, Switzerland. April 5, 1887. Previously unpublished. Brother Butler, I received a letter from St. Helena from Elder Loughborough with the intelligence that Brother Burke had resigned, thinking that he was not estimated as highly as Dr. Gibbs. Now, Dr. Gibbs is not a man that exalts himself above another, but he, Dr. Burke, has worked ever since he has been at the retreat to uproot Dr. Gibbs for the only reason that he might be head himself. And he has now gone to St. Helena with another physician to start an institute there, taken one patient with him, but I had written letters impressed by the Spirit of the Lord, which came to them at this time, and helped the state of things wonderfully. Now the way is all open for Dr. Maxon and his wife. I have written to them, but not until I heard from Dr. Maxon, which delayed the matter somewhat. I think the doctor and his wife had better go to the health retreat, and I wrote them that you may do what you can to have this. There is needed a lady physician and her husband. We have in the doctor and his wife just the help we need, and if we do not have them, this device of the devil will apparently hurt the Institute much. Dr. Burke has made his statement. If he left the institution, it would go all to pieces in 3 months. He has taken a self-important, self-sufficient course. Should Dr. Maxon go to health retreat, there will be no physician over him. The physicians will be on equal ground, both working together as physicians and as brethren. And I think if Dr. Maxon goes to Ohio, they will not be moving in the counsel of God. I send you this that you may know how matters are going there at health retreat. I do not want Satan to triumph. Dr. Burke is showing himself out as an all-important, self-sufficient man, and he has worked constantly against Dr. Gibbs, and these things tell with force upon the doctor. He feels depressed under these things. He finds such a spirit with those who claim to believe the truth. I fear its effects upon him, poor man. Dr. Burke has years of experience in the truth, and yet he has been secretly at work with patients to extol himself and run down Dr. Gibbs. I am sorry from my heart. I am sorry that Satan finds such ready access to minds and hearts in regard to emulation and seeking for supremacy. Oh, that we may lie low at the feet of Jesus. I would encourage that Dr. Maxon and his wife go at once to the Pacific coast in their time of need. I do not know as it is necessary for them to go till they hear from Elder Loughborough, but I do want them to not wait long, but go as soon as practicable, for the help is needed now, just now, without delay. May the Lord direct in all these things, is our most earnest prayer. We are working hard to close up Volume 1, but there is so much writing I have to do, besides to individuals upon different matter, that I am afraid that I shall not complete it. I must go to Prussia, Germany, the 24th of next month. We have had much to do to set things in order here, and it is a hard job, I tell you. I talk, I labor, I pray, I write. And Willie keeps at it early and late to get things started in order, and to running in order, before we shall leave. But we will not leave a stone unturned if we can help it. We will do to the utmost of our feeble ability, and cry unto God for Him to work in this establishment. It really needs us here another year before we can leave things as they ought to be. We shall attend camp meeting in Norway, then attend conferences in Sweden and Denmark. Then spend some weeks in England and hope to see California in the fall. Oh, let us have faith and hope and courage that we shall be of the salvation of God. I am astonished at the strength the Lord gives me. I work early until about sundown and do a large amount of writing, for God gives me strength.